Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 19, verses 1 to 4. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make him known. They speak without a sound or word. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth, and their words to all the world. As soon as I hear these words, the majestic chorus from Joseph Haydn's oratorio, The Creation, fills my mind. David was rejoicing because he recognized that we only have to look at God's amazing work of creation to know what sort of God he is. He wants to communicate with us, and his messages are plainly seen by looking at his handiwork in creation. The Apostle Paul made exactly the same point when he wrote to the church in Rome. He wrote this, "For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature." The big question is this, whether we're willing to listen to what God is saying to us in creation. I fear that people with a New Age worldview have often shown much greater interest in and concern for creation than Christians do. However, this psalm encourages us to take creation very seriously and to use it as a springboard for our worship of the Creator. And if we believe that the world has been made by our loving God, then we have the awesome responsibility of caring for it. But creation doesn't merely speak to Christians. Paul's words make it plain that creation is continually declaring to everyone who God is. Everyone has the opportunity to see how great and powerful God is. So let me ask you a question. What does God say to you when you look at creation? And now let me pray with you. Creator God, we worship you for all that you have made. Help us to keep our eyes and ears open to what you are saying to us each day through your creation. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.